We're here at day three at the Senior Bowl, and we're with Albert Breer of the NFL Network. Albert, what's been kind of the biggest storyline here at the Senior Bowl and prospects that you're hearing scouts saying are standing out here?
Well, it's always the quarterback. You know, I mean, so the big name here is Carson Wentz, obviously. And I think for a lot of NFL people, not including the guys who are scouting that area, I mean, you're playing catch-up on a small school guy like that, you know, particularly the coaches trying to learn as much as they can about him. And it's seeing him in a practice setting, which is important. It's also interviewing him, you know. And I know for the Browns, you know, finding a way to fix the quarterback position now is a big deal. And he certainly seems like somebody's going to be in the first-round discussion with probably three other guys. And, you know, what you hear about him is that he's an A-plus kid from a character standpoint, a good athlete for as big as he is. But there are still some things that you got to work through. His accuracy isn't all that consistent the first day out here. I heard he was pressing a little bit, you know, and he's settled down a little bit since. But long way to go till April. And, you know, I think this is for the scouts, this is kind of wrapping up the process. For the coaches, this is the start of the process, and they're getting to know guys like that for the first time. The other things I think you'd note, you really look at, and, you know, one thing I think this stuck out to a lot of people is how good the defensive linemen are here. And so that's another thing we'll be watching.
Yeah, with the Browns and Wentz, is two too early and is 32 too late for a guy like Wentz?
I think two is too early probably for any of the quarterbacks this year, you know, whether it's Wentz or Lynch or Goff. And this is just, you know, talking to people who are paid to actually evaluate this stuff. It sounds to me like there's no Marcus Mariota this year. There's no Jameis Winston this year. And so, you know, you're looking at guys who have holes. And so it's what you're most comfortable with. And guys get pushed off the board, you know. And I think the two great examples of that happening, I mean, 2011, you know, you look at Locker and Gabbert and Christian Ponder all going in the top 12, you know, and teams that waited till later, you know, Andy Dalton, Colin Kaepernick, which I mean, wound up being better than the three guys who went in front of them, you know, and even looked, you know, 2 years ago, Bortles goes three, you know, Johnny goes 22, then you got Bridgewater and you got Carr. So three of those four are hits, you know. So you don't need to reach on one, but if there's a guy you really like, then you probably don't want to roll the dice that he wouldn't be there at 32.
Browns kind of made a move yesterday, bringing in Andrew Berry from the from the Colts, a young guy but an impressive background. What do you know about him, and what's kind of been the reaction to the Browns name?
Well, he's young. I mean, look, he's young, you know, and so you're projecting a bunch with a guy who's 28 years old and doesn't have the general volume of experience that a guy who's running a scouting department does. You know, but clearly they're thinking outside the box in Cleveland, period. You know, I mean, he was a conventional hire, and he was the biggest name and the biggest fish in that coaching market. But, you know, on the scouting side, they're definitely going to be thinking a different way, and they're going to be looking for, a different way to answer questions than you traditionally would. That's why you've got, you know, Sashi and Paul working in tandem, and that's why you bring in a younger guy who may be more willing to think outside the box.
And you mentioned Hugh was a popular hire for the Browns. What did you think about the staff he's been able to bring together and just the reaction to him going to Cleveland?
Well, I mean, you know, I'll tell you this. I mean, having covered him and having covered a lot of the players that have played for him, you know, he's a heck of a leader. He's going to command respect. He's got a real presence about him, you know. So beyond just what we've seen over the course of the last few years with that, you know, great offense, with the development of Tyler Eifert and A.J. Green and Andy Dalton and all those guys, you know, you also have a guy who can kind of be, you know, battleship commander. And so I think he checks off a lot of the boxes. And because he's going to be the play caller, you know, the staff hires on the defensive side of the ball are really, really important. And I think it was important for them to get somebody who – has experience as a defensive coordinator, because you're going to be delegating a lot of responsibility to that guy if you are going to take on play calling yourself. And not only do they have a guy who's been a defensive coordinator in three different places, but one of those places is actually Cleveland. So, you know, I think you look at the staff and the experience and the number of ex-coordinators that he's put on his staff, and it's pretty impressive.